This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis says the state needs to review its wildfire investigation capabilities. This follows a CPR News investigation. Reporter Ben Marcus has more.
CPR found that fewer than half of the human-caused wildfires in Colorado since 2000 had a known cause, the worst rate among western states. Polis told Colorado Matters that most wildfires are accidental, but the state still must do more to identify specific causes.
I think we have to have a real conversation about what resources are needed, given the numbers of fires we're having and the increased incidents at both the local level and the state level to hold people accountable.
Polis noted that locals have jurisdiction on wildfire investigations, but that the state only has one full-time investigator to provide assistance. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
More affordable homes are headed to the Globeville-Elyria-Swansea neighborhood in East Denver. The five new homes won't be more than $180,000. It's helping a predominantly Latino area that has been displaced by gentrification. Abigail Acevedo grew up in the community and is a first-time homebuyer.
I'm really excited for the whole process. I'll be the first in my family to own a home, so it's even better.
The homes are in a land trust owned by a neighborhood coalition that advocates for economic, racial, and environmental justice. The houses will remain affordable and can be passed down to future generations with the hope of building generational wealth and stability. The Denver Zoo is caring for nearly 100 endangered boreal toads. It's part of a conservation effort with Colorado Parks and Wildlife to restore the toads' numbers in the southern Rocky Mountains. The animals are currently in a hibernation-like state. The two agencies hope to breed the toads this spring and release thousands of tadpoles into the wild next summer. This is CPR and KRCC.